David Trainer is not here this week from New Constructs. Standing in for him as our capable wingman today, it's Sam McBride, investment analyst for New Constructs. And he will be taking us on a tour of something that might be troublesome. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone, where we take a look at things that maybe aren't exactly as they appear. That's because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale from the bottom up. And when you do that, you sometimes find...
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
...that things are not as attractive as you might think they are when you dig in at the top down. Yeah, you know, you take a look at something and you're looking at the numbers and you get to the conclusion that everything is looking good.
You are so good looking.
And that might not be the picture you get when you dig in from the bottom up. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. David usually brings us something that he thinks is dangerous. This week, it's Sam McBride, investment analyst for New Constructs. You can learn more about him and the firm at newconstructs.com. Remember that they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks, so you can always get more information by checking out the blog. And it's all available to you as well through Twitter, where they are tweeting about their work, at New Constructs. Sam McBride, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Noise traders are in the danger zone.
Danger, danger.
Okay, noise traders. Now, noise traders are kind of a special class of momentum traders. And we know that momentum trading itself can be difficult. But noise traders, they're really at the frothy end of the momentum. So why? Because, quite honestly, we've seen some stories that have gone from just plain momentum to noisy. Why noise traders now?
So we're just seeing a growing effect of noise traders in the market. I think a lot of that has to do with the rise of, you know, these self-directed trading platforms. You're sort of democratizing access to the market, and that is good in some ways, but it can also have negative effects because we now have millions, tens of millions of self-directed investors out there who often don't have necessarily the sophistication, the time even, really, to do the sort of fundamental research you need to understand valuations. And so you get companies with valuations that are totally out of whack with their fundamentals. Most recently, I think the most prominent example is Tilray.
And of course, Tilray, the marijuana-related stock that has been going absolutely crazy. So where's the noise there and the danger there?
So with Tilray, when it had its IPO, we actually did a report on it. It IPO'd at $17 a share, and we said at that point, okay, this is expensive, but if you want to bet on, you know, the growth of the marijuana industry, that's a reasonable option. And then in the 2 months since its IPO, Tilray proceeded to go up about 1,500%, up to, at one point, midday, $300 per share. Where it was trading at an enterprise value to revenue of over 1,000. And the only other companies that traded that kind of valuation are biotechs, you know, companies with almost no revenue whose valuation is entirely based off of, you know, drugs in their pipeline.
Well, you've got, but the flip side of this would be, I mean, we're talking about noise traders. A trader is de facto different from an investor.
That is true.
These people are stepping in to this particular place, I mean, they talk about being in the danger zone. They are walking into a dangerous place, a very dangerous place if they are trying to do it. To me, I guess there's a secondary question here. So after the first big, huge volatility day that Tilray had, I got a phone call from a friend of mine, guy who I referee lacrosse games with. Not a sophisticated investor, hadn't heard from him in a while, calls me up out of the blue, wants to know how to invest in marijuana stocks. Now, if he wants to invest in marijuana stocks, well, we had just talked on this show at that time about a marijuana stock or a marijuana ETF, an ETF that is more focused, not completely on the weed, but it's more focused on marijuana and sin stocks, etc. And my answer to him would have been, that would have been a better way to play it. We had just talked about it on the show. Are people who get away from the Tilrays, which we know are dangerous and really trading vehicles, are they, if they get away from that, but they're buying an ETF that's trading in the noisy places of the market, are they still in just as much danger, in your opinion?
Potentially. I mean, we don't have models for all the, you know, different pot companies out there. But, I mean, in general, if you're not doing the diligence on the fundamentals, and that means if you're buying an ETF, that means looking at the holdings and looking at the fundamentals of those companies, then you're putting yourself in danger and you are acting still as a noise trader. I think one of the things we're looking at is that a lot of people who think of themselves as investors are in many ways still acting as noise traders. You know, people might say, oh, well, I'm a long-term investor, but then you see them, you know, making lots of quick trades, going in and out of positions very quickly.
So it is noise traders. You know, there's a lot of different noises. Yeah, but depending on what noise you are hearing, well, don't be the stooge that's falling in for noisy trading and putting yourself in trouble. If you want more information, go check out the report that you'll find at newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks. Sam McBride, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Sam McBride is investment analyst at New Constructs. They're online at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, October 1st edition of Money Life. Up next, John Colescott, Chief Investment Officer for Closed-End Fund Advisors, will be here talking closed-end funds in the market call next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.